Tiger Country 104.5 is WAUE HD2 Waverly and W283DQ Auburn Opelika.
Tiger Country 104.5.
The following is a presentation of Radio Alabama Sports. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited. Scott Academy Basketball is on Tiger Country 104.5, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic, Acre Restaurant, Mountain High Outfitters, Auburn Bank, and Gouge Performing Arts Center. Also brought to you by Russell Building Supply, Advanced Graphics, Auburn Express Towing, and Four Seasons Federal Credit Union. Now, live from courtside, here's the voice of Lee Scott Academy Basketball, Christian Griffin.
For the first time in 2025, the Lee Scott Academy Warriors hit the hardwood, and it feels like it has been an eternity since we have been able to call William J. and Evelyn B. Sanford Gymnasium home, but that is where we set up shop today. Hello, everybody. Welcome into the Lee Scott Sports Network on a picture-perfect, beautiful Saturday afternoon here in Auburn, Alabama. Christian Griffin here with you on the Lee Scott Sports Network, bringing you all of this afternoon's action on Tiger Country 104.5, tigercountry.net, the Radio Alabama app, the YouTube, or the Facebook live stream. Wherever you are tuning in from, we thank you for tuning in and for your support of Lee Scott Academy basketball. Well, the JV boys got off to a hot start. They picked up a 46-36 win over the Panthers of Lynette, and now it's time for the varsity girls to follow suit. The girls coming into play today sitting at 9-9. We'll talk a little bit about that schedule when we come back, but man, feels absolutely amazing to be able to hit the ground running in 2025. Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, and welcome to the New Year. Warriors trying to get off on the right foot, and the first of three or four tune-up games before they hit area play. Again, the Warriors are both 1-0, varsity girls and varsity boys, because of a Beulah area win prior to the holiday break. But looking to get a couple things tuned up, looking to get back into the rhythm, because you can only do so much in practice. Getting a couple games under your belt before you hit area play is the best way to go. We welcome you into the Russell Building Supply countdown to tip-off. It's brought to you by Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center. Again, I mentioned the girls coming into play today at 9-9. However, they are looking to get a little bit of revenge this afternoon. On December 12th, the girls lost to Lynette 42-17. That was on the campus of the Panthers. So looking to supply a little bit of revenge on your home turf this afternoon. When we come back, we'll dive a little bit into this schedule, talk about how we've gotten here, a couple of the games that we've missed during some of the tournaments, and we'll get you those starting lineups and keys to the game when the Russell Building Supply countdown to tip-off continues after these messages.
When bones get out of joint, or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Goldhinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Every sports team has a glue guy, the unsung hero that does the dirty work.
Society's Glue Guys are towing companies. Whether your car is in an accident or you own a business and need a vehicle moved, we all need tow trucks. When you need one, call Auburn Express Towing, offering 24-hour towing services. AET specializes in parking lot and private property towing in Auburn. Call 334-821-6033. Auburn Express Towing, located at 615 Opelika Road.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by.
It's the Lee Scott Academy Basketball Russell Building Supply Countdown to Tip-Off on Tiger Country 104.5.
Just about 3.5 minutes until action here on the campus of Lee Scott Academy Basketball between Lee Scott and the Panthers of Lynette. Christian Griffin here with you on the Lee Scott Sports Network. And we talked about the girls coming into play today, sitting at 9-9. Let's dive into that schedule just a little bit before we get underway here this afternoon. Girls started off winning two of their first three against Lafette, Lochapoka, and Horseshoe Bend. Then were victims of five straight losses before that Thanksgiving tournament. And if you were a day-to-day listener of Lee Scott Academy basketball, you've heard me talk about it plenty of times. You could see the mentality flip after that Thanksgiving tournament, whether it was on the defensive side of the ball, on offense, trying to get different schemes, different players, the ball in their different spots. Something clicked, especially on the offensive side of the basketball, and they were winners of four straight, and it exemplified that to perfection. They beat Horseshoe Bend, Notasulga, Lafette, and Beulah. And again, that Beulah win serving large, or looming large right now, because that's giving them the first place in their area. And the Warriors lost two straight to Lynette and Alabama Christian. They won three straight against Beulah County, Handley, and Chattahoochee County. And the girls lost their last time out, but looking to get a little bit of revenge here on the Panthers. Again, last time these two teams met on December 12th, the Panthers got the best of the Warriors and won that one 42-17. So far through 18 games in the season, Clark Ivett leads the way. Again, the freshman of this very, very young team that Coach Corey Harrison has talked about multiple times, being the youngest she's ever coached, but a freshman leading the way for this varsity squad, averaging a tick under 16 points a game, 7 rebounds, and 3 assists. And Camden Cleveland's come into her way as well, averaging just about 9 a game and 6.5 boards each and every night. About 30 seconds to tip off here. We'll go ahead and take one final break. We're going to have a prayer and anthem, all of that good stuff. But when we come back, we'll get you those keys to the game and the starting lineups as the Russell Building Supply countdown to tip off continues in 2 minutes.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's googecenter.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
Hey guys, this is Tyler Reynolds with Reynolds Outdoors. Fall is right around the corner, which means hunting season will be on us before you know it. We are now carrying some of the best-known archery brand names like Matthews and PSC to go along with our well-stocked supply of firearms we have always been known for. And did you know we are the largest dealer of box blinds in Alabama, carrying popular brand names like Redneck and Banks? Don't forget, we carry Sitka, Bandit, and Drake apparel as well. Come see us today to meet all of your fall hunting needs. Located on Geneva Street in Opelika.
Home buying has never been simple. In today's economy, it's vital to work with an experienced lender who understands your needs. Auburn Bank's mortgage lending team is made up of local folks who could help you navigate the process. Whether it's finding your dream home or making improvements to your existing home, stop by our new home in the Auburn Bank Center. We'll be glad to help. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, online at auburnbank.com. Equal housing lender, NMLS number 403461.
Owner Sean Snow founded Advanced Graphics in 2004 to satisfy a missing service need in East Alabama. 20 years later, Advanced Graphics has proven mission accomplished. For any comprehensive graphic need, vehicle wraps, decals, signs, custom apparel, and even those difficult-to-source laser-engraved ADA signs. The dedicated staff at Advanced Graphics offers exceptional quality with amazing customer service. Contact Advanced Graphics today at 334-501-8600. That's 501-8600. Advanced Graphics in Auburn. World-class service with local attention.
When bones get out of joint or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Now, the starting lineups. Brought to you by Gouge Performing Arts Center on your LSA sports station, Tiger Country 104.5.
The prayer and the national anthem have come to a close. Both teams get their starting lineups announced, and both teams have taken the floor with their starting five. Lee Scott Academy and the Panthers of Lynette. The starting five for the Panthers: Davis, Brock, Davis, Langton, and White. And a bit of a new five for the Lee Scott Academy Warriors: Clark, Ivett, Haynes, Kesey, Maggie, Herndon, Sutton, Lewis, and Riley Fields. Warriors in their home white, Lynette Panthers in their home black. Panthers win the tip, and a quick three right off the tip is nothing but air, but the offensive rebound saved by the Panthers. Ball swinging around the perimeter, trying to find somebody inside. It was Langdon, went to go set a ball screen right at the top of the key, and her teammate rifled it over her head for the first turnover of the contest. Warriors will bring it up, going from left to right. Corner three from Haynes. Kesey off the pass from Clark. Ivett, and she buries it. That's one of the keys to the game this afternoon for the Lee Scott Academy Warriors. If you can find a way to let that three-point arc be your friend. Again, last time we were out, Warriors hit six or seven threes throughout the contest. Looking back at it, it was six threes to help them with their win against Beulah. Ball inside on the low block. Should have been a travel. It will be called. Back-to-back turnovers by the Panthers in their first two possessions of the contest. A nice start. Starts for the Warriors. Haynes Kesey will dribble it up. She sits at the right wing. Haynes Kesey thought about the three in the near corner once again. Back out to Ivett. Panthers in a 3-2 zone. This time Kesey will pull it. Same shot. Same player. Same spot and same result. Haynes Kesey. 2-for-2 from deep to get the scoring started for the Warriors. Warriors with a 6-0 lead early. And the Lynette Panthers will use a timeout. The 2-3 zone not necessarily being a friend so far of the Panthers. They've lost Haynes Kesey twice, and she's made them pay both times. We'll stay right here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. A minute underway in the first quarter. Lee Scott Academy with a 6-0 lead. And again, those keys to the game, we'll take a little bit more of a look at them as we go, but they're brought to you by Jeffcoat Tramp Funeral Home and Crematory, serving Opelika, Auburn, and Lee County since 1988. Again, that first one being, if you can have that three-point arc be your friend. Second one, find a way to shrink your defense inside. Again, the Panthers have a little bit more size than you do in the interior. So you, if you can force them to shoot from the outside rather than getting everything inside the paint, it's a nice way to go about it. Almost a steal by the Warriors on the inbounds. But the Panthers do corral it right at the LSA logo at half court. 6.5 to play. They do find it down with the low block. Could have been a travel. No call. The referee put his hand up but didn't call it. The lefty layup is too strong. But the offensive putback by Nikasia Davis is up and good. Warriors try to kick it down to the short corner, but it goes off the left knee of Maggie Herndon. Warriors turn it over. Panthers inbound on the basketball, throw it right in between four Warriors, but somehow the Panthers still come away with it. A wrestle for the basketball, once again, right at the center court logo. Panthers come away with it. Should have been steps, and it will be called. Panthers now three turnovers here early. Warriors trying to go fast before the Panthers can set up that 2-3 zone. It's Clark Ivett on the left wing, now to Maggie Herndon. She dribbles up to the wing. Now to Clark Ivett, now to Haynes Kesey. Same corner that time. She can't get it to go. Long rebound tracked down by the Panthers, and we're going the other way. 5:45 remaining in this first quarter. I try to feed it down low, but Clark Ivett with a nice steal. She has numbers if she wants to use it. Lefty layup, no good, but a hard foul on her way up. She will earn two free throws at the charity stripe. Haynes Kesey, the difference maker so far in the scoring column. She missed the third, but knocked down those first two threes. And now Clark Ivett, who leads this team in scoring, rebounding, and assisting, can't buy the first free throw. A reminder that the opening tip-off of tonight's game is brought to you by Auburn Bank. Their local team stands ready to discuss your financial needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you and proud to sponsor Lee Scott Basketball. Clark Ivett does something that she does not do very often. Don't know if she's ever done it before. But goes 0-for-2 from the charity stripe. Still 6-2. Panthers get away with a carry and a wild shot. Long rebound is no good. Wild jumper is no good. Long rebound goes off the hands of the Panthers. It'll be Warrior Basketball going left to right as we see it here inside Samford Gymnasium. Again, wherever you're tuned in from, thank you for tuning in and spending your Saturday afternoon listening to some Lee Scott Academy basketball. Maybe before Auburn gets started, Haynes Kesey, they lost her again. This time can't rattle it home. Made the first two, couldn't get the next two to go. But I think the coach for the Panthers has seen enough. He's going with a mass substitution on the next whistle. Under five to play here in the first quarter. They now find it down low with Micaiah White. Riley Fields a little bit out of position there. Couldn't get back in time. Went for the steal and a wide open layup for the Panthers. 6-4. Clark Ivett tries to split the front two defenders in that 2-3 zone. Is unable to, but a reach-in foul on the Panthers. And there is that mass substitution. Five in, five out for the Panthers. The Panthers of Lynette come into play today with a record of 7-6. Clark Ivett got the inbound pass and thought about the three on the far corner, but instead pump faked and another reach-in foul on the Panthers. Last time these two teams met, it was Lynette getting the victory 42-17. That was prior to Christmas break on December 12th. Hopefully 2025 can be a new stone and turning a new leaf for the Warriors. Clark Ivett with a pump fake and a nice crossover gets down to the low block, and the touch shot with her right hand rattles in. Clark Ivett is on the board. Panthers try and go fast. They throw it to the far corner, now to the right wing. Three-pointer no good, and Riley Fields will essentially box out all of the Panthers trying to go for the offensive rebound and let that one wisely go out of bounds. 8-4, your score here in the first quarter, about halfway through period number one. Clark Ivett, deep three off the back iron, too strong. Offensive rebound, Maggie Herndon. Short corner, 8-foot jumper, no good. And the Panthers rip down the rebound. It should be a travel. It will be. The Panthers praying for and asking for an offensive foul as it was almost a tie-up, but she spun out of it and took one too many steps. I think it's the right call. Sutton Lewis with the ball at the top of the key. Now to Maggie Herndon. Bounce pass to Haynes Kesey. Now to Clark Ivett. Thought about the three. 10-foot jumper from Ivett. Can't rattle it home. I think she got away with a travel. Riley Fields hits the floor on the offensive rebound. Can't get it. And the Panthers now have numbers in transition. Right-handed layup is good for number 14. I believe that's Kennedy Barker, number 12. Haynes Kesey now to Maggie Herndon. Her far corner three is too short. Fight for the rebound. Body's hitting the floor, and they're going to call a tie-up on the left block. Possession arrow gives it to the Warriors with the Panthers winning the opening tip. Lucy Zellner now will check into the game for Riley Fields. That's Ivett, Lewis, Herndon, Zellner, and Kesey. They left Kesey wide open. Her three in the corner again. That time hits the side of the backboard before hitting the rim. Can't get it to go. Panthers with transition, but a nice poke from behind by Clark Ivett. She knocks it out of bounds and allows her defense to get set up. It's Panther basketball under their own basket. And their own out of bounds underneath. Right-handed layup won't go on the inbounds. Warriors fell asleep. But the layup was too short. Herndon now a one-on-four fast break will wisely slow it down. And she finds Clark Ivett. Now they'll pass it down in the right block to Lucy Zellner. But it goes off of her knee. Panthers come away with it. But then the point guard, when they tried to outlet to her, lost her shoe and slipped. So she'll get called for the travel. Warriors, after all of that, will keep it under their own basket. Ivett will inbound it. Maggie Herndon on the left side. Tries to dribble in, layup won't go. Offensive rebound, Clark Ivett. And she gets that one to go. Warriors extend the lead back to four. It's 10-6, 2:30 to play in the opening period. Right wing three by the Panthers, well too strong. Clark Ivett rips down the rebound and races her way along the far right sideline. Nowhere to go with Clark Ivett. Gets all the way under the basket. I don't believe she was even going up for a shot. Was just going to kind of run away from everybody under her own basket, but a reach-in bailout foul by the Panthers will allow the Warriors to set up under their own basket. It's Ivett inbounding the basketball, leading 10-6, 2.5 to play in the opening period. Herndon now with Lewis on the left elbow, back to Ivett in the far corner. Ivett got away with a travel, but it wasn't called. Now they leave her wide open in the right wing, and she buries it. Clark Ivett now with 7 in this first period. Ivett with 7, Kesey with 6, and the Warriors have extended their lead. A steal on the inbounds pass. Clark Ivett on the right elbow, pump fake, triple drive, bucket, and the foul. Clark Ivett has taken over this first quarter. It was Haynes Kesey with 2 threes early, and Clark Ivett now with 9 straight points for the Warriors. And with a free throw here, Warriors can extend the lead to 10 here in this opening period. And that's more like Miss Ivett. String music on the free throw. Warriors with a 10-point lead, under 2 minutes to play in the opening period. Warriors extending that man-to-man defense all the way out to the volleyball line. They work it to the free throw line, and the left-handed layup off the pump fake. A nice move by Tyra Jackson as she's on the board. 16-8 now, Warriors. Maggie Herndon in the short corner, nowhere to go. Finds Clark Ivett. 15-foot elbow jumper, no good. Went in and out. Should stay right here off the offensive rebound as Kennedy Barker knocked it out of bounds. A fast-paced opening quarter here between Lee Scott and Lynette inside Sanford Gymnasium on the campus of the Warriors. A minute and a half to play. 16-8, Warriors lead and have the basketball. Working around the perimeter, a two-man game with Maggie Herndon and Clark Ivett. They now get Haynes Kesey involved. Panthers, again, with a 2-3 zone that's really trying to extend the defense for Lee Scott. Herndon has it in the short corner, has nowhere to go, and they're going to call a jump ball tie-up on the far baseline. It will go to Lynette. And you can see the Lynette fans that traveled pretty well, trying to ride a little wave of momentum, getting the Panthers back into the basketball game. Sutton Lewis knocks away the inbound pass Right, back down to her own feet. It will stay Panther basketball. 1:08 to play in this opening period. A trap in no man's land by the Warriors, but somehow the Panthers are able to break it along the far sideline. Jumper wild, no good. Clark Ivett with a tip rebound. And then Ivett now gets it out in the perimeter. Fast break numbers, but she turns it over. She had three Warriors out on the break, but overthrew every single one of them. A nice play by Ivett on one end. She realized she wasn't going to be able to grab it, so she just tipped it to Lucy Zellner. Lucy Zellner gave it right back to her, but she turns it over. Clark Ivett makes up for it, gets a steal on the inbounds pass. Pass down to Sutton Lewis. Left-handed layup won't go. Another tie-up for the basketball, and they're going to call another jump ball inside the paint for the Warriors. It will now remain Warrior basketball under their own basket. 38.7 remaining in this opening period. Ivett trying to find somebody. She finds Lucy Zellner on the far side. It's now swinging around the perimeter. Now with Clark Ivett, tries to work her way inside the paint, and a reach-in foul. I believe they're going to get Trinity Abner on the reach-in. And with that being the sixth team foul on Lynette, Clark Ivett will head to the free throw line to shoot two. She knocks down the first. Ivett now with 11 points here in this opening period. All the scoring done by just two Warriors so far. Haynes Kesey knocked down two big threes to get the scoring started. It's been Clark Ivett ever since. Ivett, 3 for 3 now in her last three free throws, rather. Goes 2 for 2 this time. Clock's not running. There we go. Now it finally does on the inbounds. They cross their way past half court. The Panthers try and work their way into the short corner. Spin out of a defender, but stepped on the baseline doing so. The fifth turnover for the Panthers here in the first. 16 seconds to play in this opening period. Warriors trying to hold for the last shot, but Sutton Lewis just about threw it away. Luckily goes out of bounds right around half court. 18-8 your score. Lee Scott out in front of the Panthers. Ivett has it. Clock beginning to run. Under 10, under 9, under 8. Clark Ivett kicks it to the far corner. And Stella Henderson, her three-pointer won't go. She got the offensive rebound, but I think they're going to call a loose ball foul on Henderson. So now Panther basketball, 3.1 remaining in this opening period. I don't know if the Panthers even know it. Will they get a shot off? They will not. Got one too late. It actually hit the side of the rim from about half court, but it was well after the buzzer. A fantastic opening period by Lee Scott. They lead 18-8 through the first 8 minutes. We'll be back with the next eight when we return on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Our members love us.
Oh yes, ever since I got off active duty, they have helped me. I would recommend to anyone, if you really want to get your finances in order, come and see for yourself. I promise you, they will help you get on the path to financial freedom.
Four Seasons Federal Credit Union with two local branches. Membership eligibility required. Accounts federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Hey guys, this is Tyler Reynolds with Reynolds Outdoors. Fall is right around the corner, which means hunting season will be on us before you know it. We are now carrying some of the best-known archery brand names like Matthews and PSC to go along with our well-stocked supply of firearms we have always been known for. And did you know we are the largest dealer of box blinds in Alabama, carrying popular brand names like Redneck and Banks? Don't forget, we carry Sitka, Bandit, and Drake apparel as well. Come see us today to meet all of your fall hunting needs. Located on Geneva Street in Opelika.
Down 24 to go here in the varsity girls game. Lee Scott and Lynette. It was all Lee Scott in the opening period. They lead 18-8, and it was two Warriors that got all of the scoring done. It was Clark Ivett. She finished with 12, and Haynes Kesey with 6. All 18 by those two Warriors. We're getting underway here in this second quarter. It's Panther basketball, the inbound, and an elbow floater. You don't see that too often. Too strong. Two offensive rebounds now. Three offensive rebounds by the Panthers. 16-foot jumper won't go, and yet another rebound by the Panthers, and now they'll slow things down. They find it to the short corner. A spin back inside. And really nice footwork by Micaiah White. Took advantage of Riley Fields. And the Panthers cut into the lead. Lynette sticking with that 2-3 zone. A high ball pressure. They find Riley Fields now on the left elbow. Maggie Herndon, her three-pointer won't go. Offensive rebound ripped down by Haynes Kesey. She now has it in the far corner. Could have been a reach-in foul. No call. She's able to find Clark Ivett, who kicks it to Riley Fields down low. Tried to do the exact same thing back to Micaiah White, but the lefty layup is too strong, and the Panthers rip down the rebound. Panthers try and go quickly, realize they don't have numbers and will slow things down, run a little bit of motion offense with the Warriors. Playing man-to-man defense, they go right back inside to Micaiah White. This time Riley Fields gets a block, and we're going the other way. Should be a kickball violation. They're not going to call it. And now the Panthers dive for it all the way on the opposite end of the basket. And she slides out of bounds. It could have been a travel, stepped on the baseline, whichever one you would choose. It will be Warrior basketball under their own basket. You wouldn't say that this is the first time this Warrior team has played in 2025. They seem fresh. They seem energized and are working with a whole lot of tempo. Clark Ivett throws away the inbounds pass, and the Panthers have numbers. The layup won't go, however, and Clark Ivett rips down a rebound and a reach-in foul all the way 75 feet from the Warrior basketball, or from the basket, rather. 6:20 to play in the second period. Warriors with an 18-10 advantage. Coach Corey Harrison took a page out of Coach William Johnson's playbook. Using the tempo, not really setting up in transition. They find Riley Fields inside, and I think she's going to get called for a travel. She will. She had a wide open lane right to the middle of the basket, but got a little too eager and forgot to put the ball on the turf, or on the floor, rather. 6 minutes to play in the second quarter. Warriors with an 18-10 advantage. Ivett almost a steal. She throws it off of the Panther. A delayed signal. Still no signal. The referee's walking the other way. I think it will be Warrior basketball. Heads up play and a heck of a play by Clark Ivett. Got the steal, was unable to corral it. So while going out of bounds into the first row of bleachers, decided just to throw it off the right leg of the Panther. Warriors now set up their half-court offense. Clark Ivett, two or three Warriors hit the floor. No contact or anything. Haynes Kesey, right corner three, no good. Offensive rebound on the weak side by Sutton Lewis. And the Warriors find Ivett, and they'll slow things back down at the top of the key. Ivett dribbling her way. Nobody's picking her up. Happy to take her time. They find Haynes Kesey once again. This time comes to a jump stop, and the 8-foot jumper is too strong. Weak side rebounds. Reach down by the Panthers, and the Panthers trip over each other. It's 3-on-2, and Clark Ivett answers off the assist from Haynes Kesey. Unfortunate event for the Panthers. Warriors will happily take it. The offensive or the defensive rebound was won, and the Panthers trying to clear it tripped over each other. And I believe it was Sutton Lewis that got a free steal and now an offensive three-second violation. A fantastic call by that head official. Something you don't see called too often in high school basketball, but somebody like Micaiah White, who's been able to work her way in the paint, definitely wants to call it home, but stood in there for a second too long. 4:40 to play in the second quarter. Clark Ivett telegraph that pass, and it gets stolen. Transition numbers. Euro step layup, no good. Offensive rebounds, no, but a foul. And Michaela Davis will head to the stripe. Some sloppy play here about halfway through this second quarter. thankfully for the Warriors, you haven't necessarily seen it reflect on the scoreboard. First free throw from Michaela Davis is up and good, so she's on the board for the first time this afternoon. From the first quarter, you'd say it was all Warriors. From the second quarter, you could make the argument that you feel like it would be all Panthers. That being said, the Warriors still lead by eight after Davis goes 2 for 2 from the stripe. 4.5 to play here in this second period on the campus of Lee Scott Academy. Lee Scott and Lynette doing battle in the varsity girls game. Warriors turn it over once again, a 3-on-1, and that's too easy for Lee Scott. Coach Corey Harrison will take a timeout. It was Nakia Davis getting on the board with her second bucket. Did she not call a timeout? Or? Oh, the clock didn't start once again. We've had a couple issues with that, so there's actually no timeout, so we will keep it right here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. 20-14 now. Panthers on a little bit of a run. And if you're Lee Scott, you want to see if somebody other than Clark Ivitz can answer the call in the scoring column. It's all Haynes Kesey and Clark Ivitz so far in this contest. Ivitz kicks it to Herndon. She works her way into the short corner. Dangerous there. Almost got trapped. Haynes Kesey straight away three. Too strong off the back iron. Gets her own rebound. And the Warriors will slow things back down. Sutton Lewis in the corner. Gets it knocked away. It will stay Warrior basketball. Lewis finds Haynes Kesey in the short corner. She'll slow things down and find Clark Ivitz at the volleyball line. Warriors again going right to left, or left to right rather, and Maggie Herndon. Oh, I thought they were calling an offensive foul. They called a shoving foul away from the ball, I believe. So we'll stay Warrior basketball. 3.5 to play in the second period. 20-14. Lee Scott out in front. Panthers not quite in a man, but almost a matchup 2-3 zone. So, giving the Warriors a whole lot of issues. Clark Ivitz kicks it to Maggie Herndon. Her straightaway three is nylon. Maggie Herndon finds the scoring column. And there's one of those Warriors. We talked about it. Somebody else having to answer the call. It came off the Clark Ivitz assist because when she drove, the entire defense collapsed. And it left Herndon wide open right at the top of the key. 23-14 now your score. Approaching the 3-minute mark in this second period. Warriors continuing their man-to-man defense. Panthers trying to set up their offense. They're trying to find White down low. They do feed it to her, but I think they're going to get called her for they're going to call her for steps, and they will. Panthers now with 11 turnovers already. Warriors looking to capitalize on it. A nice on-ball screen from Sutton Lewis. Clark Ivitz thought about the jumper right in between the extended volleyball line, or the volleyball line rather, in the paint and the free throw line, kind of right in between, and couldn't decide if she wanted to pull the floater or continue to take one more dribble, and instead got caught in between and will get called for a travel. They now try and find the big man down low. Layup won't go, but a foul on Riley Fields. And it's, I believe that's Nakia Davis. And she will make her way to the free throw line. 23-14, Lee Scott out in front of the Panthers of Lynette. First free throw after a long free throw routine. Is up and gets the shooter's touch. Nakia Davis leading the scoring for the Panthers. Number 5 has 5, looking to make it 6 here. Second free throw on the way. And Davis goes 2 for 2 from the stripe. Warriors Warriors still lead by 7, but man, again, in this second period, you feel like it's been all Panthers. They're trying to trap Clark Ivett now at the top of the key to force her to get rid of the basketball. She's able to find Stella Henderson, two Warriors on the deck. It's a 4-on-3 fast break. They run right into Clark Ivett. The referee wanted to call a charge. He was even setting up for it, but he decided to let him play, and the Panthers take advantage. Man, it's like an umpire when you begin to raise that right arm to call a strike and all of a sudden realize afterwards that you don't want to. That same thing, even did the skip ready to call the charge. Ball gets ripped away from Clark Ivett, and a wide open left-handed layup by Michaela Davis. A good time for a timeout, and Coach Corey Harrison will use one. A 7-0 run by the Panthers here in just the last minute or so. It's now 23-20 as we approach the minute and a half mark, 99 seconds to play here in this second quarter. 23-20, Lee Scott still with a three-point advantage on their home court. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
When bones get out of joint, or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Lee Scott out in front of the Lynette Panthers, but the Panthers with a little bit of a run here about halfway through this second period. Until now, they've cut the lead from 12-3. It's Warrior basketball with 90 seconds remaining on the clock. Clark Ivett works her way, and I believe they're going to call a 5-second count on the defender. She got picked up at half court and was able to dribble her way inside the three-point line. It wasn't like she was just picking the ball up and was standing there for 5 seconds. Yeah, she was closely guarded, but she was dribbling the whole time. I don't necessarily agree with the call, but we're going the other way with the Panthers. They have it down on the left block. Right-handed layup in and out, but a foul. And Tyra Jackson will head to the free throw line. First free throw off the back iron, too strong. Still, I understand the 5 second count if you're being guarded and not really moving, or if you're not moving, obviously there's a 5 second count. But if you get picked up at half court and you're able to dribble the ball inside the 3 point line, I'm not too sure how that's a 5 second count. If that's the case, you just pick somebody up full court and guard them the length of the floor. Panther basketball under their own basket following, I believe, the offensive foul. Clark Ivett gets a little poke steal on the pump fake. Goes out of bounds. It'll still be Panther basketball. 63 seconds remaining in this second quarter. They find big man down low. Could have been an over-the-back foul on Micaiah White. She now has 6, all 6 in the paint. Warriors able to break the press. Maggie Herndon will slow things down. And she finds Sutton Lewis, and there's a fight for the basketball, but it goes out of bounds on the Panthers. Herndon had a 2-on-1 fast break, but decided to slow things down. Warriors lucky to get the basketball back. 40 seconds to play. Warriors with a 23-22 advantage. Haynes Kesey almost getting double teamed. They find Clark Ivett with 25 seconds. Lane splits and a nice reach in foul, or a nice call on the reach. Didn't think it was going to be called. It was a little bit late, but a good call nonetheless with Clark Ivett working her way along the far baseline. The third team foul for the Panthers. Ivett trying to find somebody. Does find Haynes Kesey finally on the far corner, and a tie up on the right block between Tyra Jackson and Sutton Lewis. Possession arrow will keep it on this end of the floor with the Warriors. 19.4 to play in this second period. Clark Ivett will back things up. And the Warriors looking to be content with the final shot of this half. Right wing three, Clark Ivett. That one too strong. Haynes Kesey able to corral the rebound, but throws it away, trying to save it. 2 seconds, 1 second. Left-handed layup. Good if it goes, but she left it short. Panthers with a big-time run to end the second quarter, and the Warriors go on a scoring drought, put up 18 points in the first, only 5 in the second. But the Warriors still with a 23-22 point lead through the first 16 minutes of play. When we come back, we'll welcome you in to the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. We'll talk about the first half and talk about what the Warriors need to do to win their first game in 2025. Again, 23-22 at the halftime break. We'll be back in 2 minutes on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
When bones get out of joint or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot, or ankle, back, neck, or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fiori, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Every sports team has a glue guy, the unsung hero that does the dirty work. Society's glue guys are towing companies. Whether your car is in an accident or you own a business and need a vehicle moved, we all need tow trucks. When you need one, call Auburn Express Towing, offering 24-hour towing services. AET specializes in parking lot and private property towing in Auburn. Call 334-821-6033. Auburn Express Towing, located at 615 Opelika Road.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by.
The Gouge Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at gougecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
The Lee Scott Academy Basketball Halftime Show is brought to you by the Orthopedic Clinic on Tiger Country 104.5.
Through 16 minutes of play, Warriors 23, the Panthers of Lynette 22. here on the campus of Lee Scott Academy. Hello, everybody. Welcome in to the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. Christian Griffin here this afternoon, bringing you all of this afternoon's action between Lee Scott and Lynette. The JV boys picked up a big-time emotionally charged win. They won that one 46-36. The girls on the varsity side with a big-time first quarter route in front 18-8, and were quieted a little bit. The Panthers went with a little bit of a defensive change. I still think they kept that zone, but they did more of a matchup zone and really extended the defense and forced the Warriors to start their offense way outside the three-point line, only 5 points in the second period. But most importantly, the scoring column, 23-22, Warriors with a one-point advantage. It's been mostly two players for this Lee Scott Academy team. It's been Clark Ivett. She had 12 in the first, only two in the second, but she leads all scorers in the contest with 14. Haynes Kesey, with the first two shots of the game, gave the Warriors a 6-0 lead. She's been quiet since. She's gotten some good looks, but hasn't been able to knock them down. And then Maggie Herndon knocked down a big-time three to answer a little bit of that scoring drought towards the end of the second period. But three Warriors doing all the scoring so far for the Warriors squad. And the biggest highlights to note, Camden Cleveland, the second leading scorer and rebounding lady on this Warrior basketball squad, not in action this afternoon. I don't have complete confirmation of anything, but almost positive that there was a boot on one of the legs from Miss Cleveland from one of the games over the break. Hopefully nothing too big, as again it was a freshman and senior duo with Clark Ivett and Camden Cleveland through a majority of the season so far. That's why you've seen a little bit of a different rotation, seeing different players get more minutes, and that's why you go back to early in the season when you have a couple of those games where you're fortunate enough to give some of those players some extra minutes, so that way they're able to step up when their name is called. On the Lynette side of things, Michaela Davis has 4. Nakia Davis has 6. Kennedy Barker with 2. Micaiah White with 6. And Tyra Jackson with a lone field goal as well. Again, 23-22 as we continue on in the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report. Some of the second half keys to the game. I think the biggest thing, again, if it has to be the Clark Ivett show, it might have to be this afternoon. She's more than capable of doing so, but you don't want to have to rely on that. Again, with 12 points in the first, they figured something out, only 2 in the second quarter. Warriors only with 5, again, in that second period. So going to have to find a way to work the ball inside the perimeter. And if you do find those open threes, having to be able to, or being able to knock them down to force the defense to react and respect the outside shot rather than just being able to pinch down and force everything to be contested down low. When we come back, we'll have the start of the third quarter here on the campus of Lee Scott Academy basketball. Don't go anywhere. 23-22. The next 16 minutes are next on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Home buying has never been simple. In today's economy, it's vital to work with an experienced lender who understands your needs. Auburn Bank's mortgage lending team is made up of local folks who can help you navigate the process. Whether it's finding your dream home or making improvements to your existing home, stop by our new home in the Auburn Bank Center. We'll be glad to help. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, online at auburnbank.com. Equal housing lender, NMLS number 403461.
Owner Sean Snow founded Advanced Graphics in 2004 to satisfy a missing service need in East Alabama. 20 years later, Advanced Graphics has proven mission accomplished. For any comprehensive graphic need, vehicle wraps, decals, signs, custom apparel, and even those difficult-to-source laser-engraved ADA signs. The dedicated staff at Advanced Graphics offers exceptional quality with amazing customer service. Contact Advanced Graphics today at 334-501-8600. That's 501-8600. Advanced Graphics in Auburn. World-class service with local attention.
The Gouge Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at gougecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
Let's get back to the LSA action. It's on to the second half of our game, presented by Mountain High Outfitters on Tiger Country 104.5.
As we wrap up the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report, we welcome you in to the second half tip-off brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters, celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. You can visit them today on South College Street, across from the Auburn University campus. Quick inbounds right at half court. I think Lee Scott fell asleep. They find their big man, Micaiah White, a big lady, rather, in the paint. She makes the Warriors pay. Haynes Kesey on the far corner starts the second half the same way she started the first half, burying a triple. And the Warriors able to respond. Maggie Herndon gets a steal, works her way on the inside. Right-handed layup, sits on the top of the backboard for a little bit and can't get it to go. White rips down the rebound. And a foul on the other end on the right-handed layup. It was Nakia Davis. Couldn't get it to go, but she'll head to the charity stripe. First free throw rattles home for Nakia Davis. Second free throw, no good. Offensive rebound and the putback, left-handed layup won't go. Offensive rebound once again. And Davis, after missing the second free throw, will head right back to the charity stripe. Lazy rebounding by this Lee Scott team early in this third quarter. First free throw, the front of the rim, then the backboard. And goes down for Nakia Davis. 26 all now. Second free throw is short, and Davis gets her offensive rebound once again. Left-handed layup won't go. Thought it went off of Riley Fields, but they're going to say that it was off on Davis. So it is Warrior basketball. And a tie game, 26-26. Clark Ivett gets trapped in the corner. Haynes Kesey able to dribble it up to half court. Gets it poked away. It'll stay Warrior basketball. Warriors now going right to left as we see it here in the home stands. Ivett with a dribble, gets an on-ball screen from Riley Fields. But nothing comes out of it. He'll try it again now on the left side. Ivett thought about the jumper right at the free throw line. Finds Kesey, kicks it to the corner. Maggie Herndon, great ball moving, unable to get it to go. Sutton Lewis with the offensive rebound, and the layup gets blocked from behind. Outlet pass, just a home run ball from Micaiah White, and overthrows everybody. It'll be Warrior basketball if the Panthers need a quarterback. Micaiah White might not be the worst option. Inbound pass to Clark Ivett. And Armari Langdon with the reach-in foul, knocking over Clark Ivett. Still 26 all. 6.5 to play in this third quarter. Clark Ivett tries to throw over the double team. It gets stolen, but the Panthers stepped on the sideline. To be completely honest, I'm right here in front of it. I didn't see it. That's what they're trying to argue on the Panthers as well. I didn't think she was that close to the sideline, but the Warriors will happily take it. 26 all. Haynes Kesey works her way inside, tries to find Maggie Herndon in the near corner, but it gets swatted out of bounds. It'll be Warrior basketball under their own basket. Herndon now doing the inbounds, finds Clark Ivett. 18-foot jumper gets blocked by White. And Ivett will get the ball back at the extended volleyball line. Lewis thought about the three, but they'll continue to slow things down. Clark Ivett from Opelika. That one's short. And the defense rips down the rebound with Micaiah White. Panthers now setting the offense on the left side of the perimeter. Almost a steal from Clark Ivett, but now the Panthers have numbers. A nice Euro step, but the layup won't go for Nikasia Davis. Another offensive rebound, no good. Another offensive rebound. And Micaiah White getting everything she wants right now in this third quarter between her and Nikasia Davis. Five or six offensive rebounds already here in this third quarter. And now the Panthers have a 28-26 lead. Warriors trying to find some sort of offense. They go to Herndon. Her free throw line jumper won't go. And the Panthers have a cherry picker if they want to use it, but they won't. They will slow things down. They'll throw it inside now to Micaiah White. Layup won't go. But guess what? The offensive rebound does, and the second chance opportunity she takes advantage of. Micaiah White now with six in this third quarter. And a block on the other end from Micaiah White. And a fight for the rebounds will go out on Clark Ivett. All of the momentum now with the Panthers. Riley Fields will sub out. Lucy Zellner will sub in. Nikasia Davis and Micaiah White. The duo has taken over for the Panthers here in this third quarter, much like Clark Ivett and Haynes Kesey did in the first half for the Warriors. Warriors put up 18 points in the first 8 minutes of play. They've only put up eight in the next 12. 30-26. Maggie Herndon now gets a steal. They're going to get a reach-in foul. A pretty smart foul by Michaela Davis, as the Warriors would have had a 2-on-0 fast break transition, and no transition take fouls in high school basketball. 4:20 remaining in this third quarter. Warriors, after leading all game, now trail by four in this third period. Ball gets poked away from Sutton Lewis. She's able to retrieve it right around the half-court line. They find Sutton Lewis right around the elbow. Now to Kesey. Nothing doing right now for the Warriors again. Panthers going to a matchup 2-3 zone, forcing everything to be extended. Clark Ivett on the left wing, finally able to break the press a little bit. But I believe that right foot, the right-handed jumper, but the floater got blocked. Haynes Kesey will rip down the offensive rebound. We're staying right here. Clark Ivett, 12-foot jumper on the far baseline. Can't get that to go. Rebound with the Panthers, but the Panthers step on the baseline. So it will stay here. What feels like the longest possession of the game. It's taken up just about a minute. Sutton Lewis with the inbounds. Jumper won't go. Long rebound with the Panthers in transition. Wide open right-handed layup. She duffs it. Too strong off the front of the rim. Offensive rebound. Can't get that to go. And Clark Ivan says, I've had enough. She clears it herself. And now we'll slow things down in her own half court. Christina Brock playing man-to-man defense right at half court, forcing Clark Ivan to do just about every handle in her bag. But she'll get called for the reach-in foul. And maybe that's what the Warriors need to do. Draw a couple personal fouls, work their way to the free throw line and get back into this contest. 30-26, 3 minutes to play in the third quarter. Clark Ivett throws it away. Three on one numbers for the Panthers. Layup from straight away. Can't get it to go. Offensive rebound. Second chance opportunity. Can't get that to go. Third chance. Won't go, but Clark Ivett will pick up the personal foul. And the Panthers work their way right back to the free throw line. First free throw from Tyra Jackson is up and good. She now has three in the contest. Rattles the second free throw home as well does Jackson, and the Panthers now with a six-point advantage. Ever since about the 5 or 6 minute mark in the second quarter, it has been all Panthers. Clark Ivett trying to silence some things, working her way along the far baseline, and they're going to call a blocking foul, I believe, on Tyra Jackson. It was. That was the fourth team foul by the Panthers. So if the Warriors are able to pick up, or force the Panthers, rather, into another foul, they'll shoot free throws for the final 2.5 minutes. Sutton Lewis, the elbow jumper, she rattles it home. And now an inbounds pass gets stolen. Haynes Kesey almost traveled, threw it away. We're going the other way. Now Clark Ivett gets the steal. Nobody picks her up. Her elbow jumper can't rattle that one home. And there should be an over-the-back foul. It will be, and that is the fifth foul by the Panthers. So the Warriors will shoot free throws for the final 2 minutes and 4 seconds of this third quarter. Warriors trailing 32-28. And again, this might be the way that you have to go. Almost force the officials into this contest. Try and claw your way back in from the charity stripe. First free throw from Haynes Kesey. She rattles it home. Kesey now in double figures. She has 10 in the contest, thanks to three from behind the arc. Second free throw up. Can't get that one to go. And the Panthers clear it. Under 2 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Panthers able to work their way all the way down into the paint. Left-handed layup won't go. Offensive rebound and the layup won't go. And Clark Ivett will rip it down. Ball gets stolen and poked away, not stolen. But it will stay with the Warriors. The Panthers will use a timeout. We'll take a quick one with them here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. 32-29. Panthers trying to extend the lead. Warriors trying to claw their way back into it. Actually, a 30-second timeout. We'll stay right here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Christian Griffin here bringing you all of this afternoon's action between Lee Scott and Lynette. Warriors at 9-9. The Panthers at 7-6. The first of three, you could say, tune-up games for Lee Scott before they get back in to area play. Lee Scott Academy is 1-0, both the varsity girls and the varsity boys 1-0 in area play. But that one game before the Christmas break where they both took down Beulah. Warriors put up 18 points in the first quarter, only 11 points since that mark, and we're at 1:46 remaining in the third. Warrior basketball going right to left on your radio dial, and as we see it here inside Samford Gymnasium, Haynes Kesey trying to set up the offense, and Clark Ivett is getting face guarded. Almost seems like a little bit of a box and one. Haynes Kesey, her far corner three, can't get that one to go. Sutton Lewis couldn't get the offensive rebound, tipped it back, but it's all Panthers. The free right-handed layup won't go. Clark Ivett rips down the rebound, and a blocking foul trying to cut off Clark Ivett from going to the sideline. And that is the sixth foul on the Panthers, so Clark Ivett will head back to the stripe. Free throw shooting could be so important and so crucial down the stretch here in this one. First free throw from Clark Ivett is up and good. Her first point of the second half. Had 12 in the first, only 2 in the second, and only 1. Make it 2 now here in the third as she goes 2 for 2 from the stripe. Cuts the lead down to 1. 32-31 Panthers, 1:10 remaining in this third period. Warriors still running a man-to-man defense right around the three-point line. Under a minute to play here in the third. Could have been a travel, no call. Panthers really slowing things down, trying to find their way inside. Should have been a foul on the Warriors, but no call. Thankfully, but Tyra Jackson able to make the Warriors pay defensively. Her layup is good, 34-31, 40 seconds to play in the third quarter. And again, Clark Ivett being face guarded all the way up the floor, loses it. And I believe before the tie-up, they will say that the Panthers had possession. And the Panthers head coach working his way onto the floor will be granted the timeout. 34.6 remaining in the third. 34-31 Panthers out in front. We'll be back in 60 seconds on the Lee Scott Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Owner Sean Snow founded Advanced Graphics in 2004 to satisfy a missing service need in East Alabama. 20 years later, Advanced Graphics has proven mission accomplished. For any comprehensive graphic need, vehicle wraps, decals, signs, custom apparel, and even those difficult-to-source laser-engraved ADA signs. The dedicated staff at Advanced Graphics offers exceptional quality with amazing customer service. Contact Advanced Graphics today at 334-501-8600. That's 501-8600. Advanced Graphics in Auburn. World-class service with local attention.
Panthers quick back onto the floor. The Warriors will use all 60 of their seconds on that full timeout. 34.6 remaining in the third quarter. Warriors trail by 3 to the Lynette Panthers, 34-31. Panthers could hold for the final shot of the half if they choose to, but they go with Tyra Jackson. Works her way inside. Right-handed layup. Can't get it to go. But a foul inside. I believe they're going to get... they're going to get Sutton Lewis. Okay, rather than Lucy Zellner. Zellner was trying to plead her case, and she didn't touch her on the backside, but I think it was Lucy Zellner that got her on the arm. On the front, Tyra Jackson... at the free throw line, she's short on the first one. A low scoring, defensively fought third quarter. Second free throw from Jackson is good. She now has 5 here in this third period. Clark Ivett dribbling it up the right sideline. Again, being picked up by one Panther the entire length of the floor and forces another tie up. I don't have a number 13, but that's who's playing on-ball defense on Clark Ivett, playing up under her the entire time. Tie-up will keep it with Lee Scott. Haynes Kesey, right corner three, too strong. Clark Ivett rips down the weak side rebound, and a trap on Clark Ivett in the corner. And she tried to escape dribble and either stepped out or dribbled on the sideline. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second. Panthers don't even bother getting a shot off. And that is how the third quarter will come to a close. 35-31, Panthers out in front of the Warriors. Warriors looking to respond in the fourth quarter on their home court. When we come back, you're listening to Lee Scott Academy Basketball on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
When bones get out of joint, or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
The final 8 minutes coming to you live here on the campus of Lee Scott Academy inside William J. and Evelyn B. Sanford Gymnasium. Christian Griffin bringing you all of today's action between Lee Scott and Lynette. JV boys picked up a 46-36 victory. Varsity girls now looking to try and follow suit. Put up 18 points in the first, only 13 points since. Could have been a travel by the Panthers as we start this fourth quarter, but will be a turnover regardless, or should be. There we go, a delayed whistle, but still is a turnover. Panthers lead the Warriors 35-31 as we get underway here in this fourth quarter. Somebody other than Clark Ivett's going to have to step up by Lee Scott. Ivett dribbles it on the right sideline, gets cut off by the defender. It's Haynes Kesey now with the basketball. Now Maggie Herndon, Sutton Lewis now back to Clark Ivett, or they try to at least. Ball gets ripped away, and I think rather than a tie-up, they're going to get Sutton Lewis on the tie-up foul. They will. And the Warriors give it right back. The Panthers turned it over quite a bit in the first half. Didn't do so as much in the third. Warriors going to have to force some turnovers here in the fourth and capitalize, but instead both teams trade turnovers in their opening possession. Now the Panthers turn it right back over on the inbounds. Haynes Kesey now has it at the volleyball line. Now to Clark Ivett right at half court. Ivett works her way all the way on the left side. And another steal transition opportunity for the Panthers. Clark Ivett tries to get a chase down block, but the right-handed layup is good to get the fourth quarter going, and now a reach-in foul on the Panthers. .652 remaining in the fourth quarter. Warriors trailing by six. Maggie Herndon has it at the top of the key, trying to find Clark Ivett. Almost thrown away, but a nice job by Ivett to save it. An on-ball screen at the volleyball line. Elbow jumper from Ivett, no good. Defensive rebound is cleared by the Panthers. And now they have numbers if they decide to use it, but I don't think that the Panthers saw it, so they will slow things down. They're trying to find their centers inside. It's where they've gone this entire second half, and it's paid off. They do find Tyra Jackson a block from behind, but I think Riley Fields is going to get called for the personal foul. They will, and Tyra Jackson will head back to the line. Between the free throw line, offensive rebounds, and second chance opportunities, the Panthers have picked apart this Warrior defense. Second free throw on the way and good. Tyra Jackson goes 2 for 2 from the stripe, and she will sub out and will work her way down the bench, giving high five. She has 9 in the contest. 7 have come here in this second half. 6 minutes to play. Warriors trailing by 8. You feel like at one point you can't just trade baskets. You're going to have to get a couple stops on the defensive end, go on a little bit of a run yourself. Ivett has it standing at the L and LSA at half court. Sutton Lewis now to Riley Fields. Haynes Kesey now to Sutton Lewis down low, and a shooting foul. I believe they got her on the head. And Sutton Lewis will head to the free throw line. Again, if this is one opportunity where the Warriors can benefit. First free throw from Sutton Lewis, however, is short. Both teams with 2 team fouls here in this fourth period. If you're the Warriors, you feel like you almost want to win that race to 5. If you could shoot 5 more free throws or 6 more free throws than the Panthers in the fourth quarter, you like your chances getting your way back into the contest. Lewis goes 0-for-2 from the charity stripe. Right wing 3, no good by the Panthers, but the offensive rebound and a second chance opportunity, no good. Third chance opportunity. And Trinity Abner with the offensive rebound and the putback. Now a steal on the inbounds. And the Panthers starting to go on a little bit of a run. Coach Corey Harrison will call a timeout. 43-31. The Panther defense has been elevated. And so has the margin of their lead here in this fourth quarter. 5:14 remaining in the fourth quarter. Panthers lead the Warriors 43-31. We'll be back on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
Owner Sean Snow founded Advanced Graphics in 2004 to satisfy a missing service need in East Alabama. 20 years later, Advanced Graphics has proven mission accomplished. For any comprehensive graphic need, vehicle wraps, decals, signs, custom apparel, and even those difficult-to-source laser-engraved ADA signs. The dedicated staff at Advanced Graphics offers exceptional quality with amazing customer service. Contact Advanced Graphics today at 334-501-8600. That's 501-8600. Advanced Graphics in Auburn. World-class service with local attention.
Approaching the 5-minute mark here in this fourth quarter. Warriors with work to do, trailing by 12. Panthers went on a big run late in the second half, or the second quarter rather, now doing one here early in this fourth quarter. This was a 23-22 game at the halftime break. Warriors trying to work their way around the perimeter and turn it over once again. That on-ball pressure continuing to give Lee Scott fits. The Panthers content with slowing things down on the offensive end. They work it to the low block. Now out to the near corner. Gets poked away by Haynes Kesey. It'll stay here on this side. About 10 or 15 minutes following the conclusion of the girls' game, we will have the varsity boys' game. Should have been an offensive foul on a push-off on Sutton Lewis. But Nikasia Davis got away with it, and a wide-open layup extends the lead to 2 touchdowns. Halfway through this fourth quarter, another steal with Haynes Kesey. Panthers have numbers Layup won't go, but a foul. And Michaela Davis will head to the stripe. Clark Ivett will pick up the personal foul. And the Panthers are doing to the Warriors what the Warriors have to be doing to the Panthers if they want to work their way back into the contest, forcing some turnovers, getting to the free throw line. As Michaela Davis knocks down the first one and getting some live ball turnovers as well. Warriors were able to do that in the first quarter when the ball was going through the net. You were able to set up your full court press, but it's so difficult following missed shots because the Panthers like to go in transition and like to throw the ball down court. And with the Warriors again almost being silenced in these final 2.5 quarters, it's hard to set up any sort of press, unlike the Panthers have been able to for the Warriors. Maggie Herndon, right wing three. She buries it. Herndon now two big threes for the Warriors. Lead cut to 13. And Kesey tries to go for the trap on the sideline, but couldn't get in position. And she'll get called for the blocking foul. 3:26 remaining in this fourth quarter. Kesey almost with an inbound steal, goes all the way to the far sideline, or the far baseline rather, under the Warrior basket. But the Panthers do recover. They work their way inside. Free throw line jumper no good, and the smallest lady on the floor gets the offensive rebound because all five Warriors stood there and expected the other Warrior to get it. It almost looked like the Warriors were playing a 2-3 zone on that offensive rebound. And the smallest lady on the floor gets the offensive rebound. First free throw is up and good. Again, I don't have a number 13 on my sheet. Second free throw, no good. Offensive rebound with Nikasia Davis. Should have been another charge, another offensive foul, no call. And then back-to-back turnovers. Warriors inbound it. Panthers turn it over. Now the Warriors turn it right back over. And just some sloppy play by Lee Scott right now under the three-minute mark here in this fourth quarter. But again, no number 13 on my roster, but you got to give a lot of credit to her playing her heart out defensively. Warriors turn it over again. Left-handed layup by Nikasia Davis. She now has six here in this fourth quarter. Again, deserves so much credit as the Panthers steal the inbounds pass. Clark Ivett, the defensive rebound, and now they're going to get Davis on an over-the-back foul on Clark Ivett. Warriors have let this one slip away, and barring a big-time comeback in the final 2 minutes and 30 seconds, right wing three, too strong. Fight for the offensive rebound. The lady that shot the three, got the offensive rebound, shoots another three right at the top of the key. Can't get that to go. Maggie Herndon will clear it. Clark Ivett pushing the tempo now as we approach the two-minute mark. She gets right about to that far block on the right side and will get hacked on her way up. She'll work her way to the free throw line. First free throw is up and good. It was all Clark Ivett and Haynes Kesey in the first quarter. Clark Ivett had 12, Haynes Kesey had 6. Warriors put up 18 points in the first 8 minutes. And with that second free throw, the Warriors have still yet to double that in just about the following three quarters combined. Right wing three from the Panthers, too strong. Weak side rebound from Davis, no good. Either got blocked or it hit the bottom of the backboard from Riley Fields. Warriors clear it. It gets knocked out of bounds on their own half court. It will stay Warrior basketball with a minute 42 on the clock. Warriors trailing 52-35. Lucy Zellner now on the low block. Got a pump fake, got the defender in the air. And should be two free throws, with that being, I thought it was a shooting foul regardless, but with that being the fifth team foul for the Panthers, Lucy Zellner wearing number 10 will work her way to the free throw line. First free throw won't go for Lee Scott. And neither will the second. As Davis rips down the rebound, Panthers slow things down, work it to the low block. A fight for the rebound on the offensive rebound following the missed layup from Kendi Barker. Possession arrow will give it to Lee Scott, 125 remaining in the contest. Clark Ivett running the sideline will slow things down at the three-point line, and a reach-in foul, or a blocking foul rather. So Clark Ivett will shoot two free throws. And just a little bit too late. For the Warriors, talking about in that second half, if you can almost bring the officiating into this game and work your way back into it, slow everything down, try and get some free points to work your way back into it. As Clark Ivett knocks down the first, but to be fair, Warriors haven't shot too well at the free throw line, even in their opportunities. Ivett goes 2 for 2 from the line, cuts the lead to 15 with a minute 15 to play. The Panthers trying to advance the basketball. The Panthers steps on the sideline. That one was as clear as day, but still getting some sort of argument. I mean, all five toes standing on the black line on the sideline on that one. 52-37, under a minute to play here in the fourth quarter. So with this, the Warriors will move to 9-10. On the season. Ivett stands with the basketball at the extended volleyball line, 43 and counting. Ivett working her way inside, right-handed layup gets blocked, rebounds with Barker. Panthers advance the basketball, right-handed layup is short, offensive rebounds with Davis, and she gets hacked on the way up. And will earn two free throws. With that one, Lynette could dribble it out, but instead continue to play their offense. And Nikesha Davis unable to knock down the first one. 27.8. Remaining here in the fourth quarter. Again, a game that you, if you watched or if you listened to the first quarter, even the first half, as Davis goes 0 for 2 from the line, you wouldn't say was a 15-point defeat from Lee Scott. Warriors do have an opportunity to make it a little bit less than that. Haynes Kesey gets hit from behind with Clark Ivett trying to find her in the corner. You can hear the coach for Lynette saying from here, I told you not to foul. But Haynes Kesey, with the ability to add a pair into the points column, that one clangs off the left rim. A nice day from Haynes Kesey. She had 6 in the first quarter. Again, the first two shots of the night. Gave the Warriors a 6-0 lead. She goes 0 for 2 from the stripe here. We'll see if the Panthers just run the clock out from here on out. Under 10 seconds, 9 seconds, 8 seconds to play. And the Panthers will stand at half court and will dribble it out from here on out. That will do it for the varsity girls game. The Warriors will move to 9-10. The Lynette Panthers will move to 8-6, and the Panthers get the sweep. A two-game sweep over the Warriors, 42-17, and now 52-37. Don't go anywhere, however, because in about 10 or 15 minutes, we will have the start of the varsity boys game. We'll talk all about their season up to date so far, get you caught up to action here as both teams take the floor. We will welcome you in to the Russell Building Supply countdown to tip off when we come back on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.